You've got it tuned to KHUM. It is 34 minutes after 8. And joining me here in the studio, as I said, a very familiar voice. We've got Pam Long. Say hi.
Hey, good morning, Cliff.
Hey, hi.
Good to be here.
Yeah, and we've got Rose Gail Zolick.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you all for coming in. So the reason you're here is the fundraiser for the Breast Health Project.
Yeah, it's the City of Eureka, and we had expected to do this. It was on the calendar to do this last week, or in still in the month of October, because right. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month,
right.
And has been for many, many years. But because of the power outages and whatnot, we were all of our city crews were torn in many directions, trying
yes.
to keep everything going and working. And so we weren't able to do the fundraiser. So then we rescheduled. It's happening on this Thursday. And so I'm representing the City of Eureka. I work for the city. And we're raising money for the Humboldt Community Breast Health and GYN Project, which is located in Arcata, and Rose here is the executive director, so we'll be giving all that money to that organization.
Excellent.
So we're going to be on the street, all the crews, the sewer crew, the water crew, the wastewater treatment plant,
Wow.
The building department, the code enforcers, and many more planners too. We're all taking turns, like 2-hour shifts on different corners in the city, like busy intersections. So Harris and Central, where Winco
is. What are you doing on these corners?
We're gathering money. It's kind of like the the fire departments with the boot, fill the boot.
Yeah.
And so we have our hard hats, and we'll be using hard hats to collect money in at these different corners of the city.
Wow.
So yeah. So, and that's going on Thursday from 7 a.m., starting at 7:30, and it'll go till 5 o'clock. So if you come up to these different intersections that are busy, like Harrison Central, also Henderson in California, and 6th and I Streets, if you have any spare change or a couple bucks that you can spare, toss it in the hard hat, and we'd be really appreciated.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Incredibly generous.
Yes.
Fundraiser. Wow.
Has anything like this been done before?
Well, I mean, not since I've been with the city now for 3 years, but I'm not sure if we've done this sort of fundraiser. Brian Gerving, who's the director of public works, this was his idea to get this going. And also we ordered these bright pink shirts. You can't miss us. They're like it's called safety pink, but really it's like a neon pink.
Okay.
And it has the Eureka logo on it. So all the crews are going to be dressed in, you can't miss us. It's just really, really obnoxiously bright pink shirt. So I don't know if it's ever been done, but we're excited, and it'll be fun to see how much money we can collect from the community. And
is there a goal?
I don't know.
As much as you can get.
Yeah, I mean, and we want to do this annually, so maybe every year we can, raise more and more money for the project.
Thank you, City of Eureka.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. Now, as I said, Pam is a familiar voice for longtime listeners, because Pam was the midday host here for quite a long time, back in the early days when Gary Franklin was doing afternoons and I was doing mornings. I'm still doing mornings.
Mid-90s. Yeah.
The 90s.
Yes.
Back in the 90s.
I think we just played grunge music back then, didn't we?
No, there was a little bit more.
Pearl Jam.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Wearing a lot of plaid.
Yeah. That's not what my memory is, but, it's been a long time, so who knows?
That's true.
Yeah. Who knows? Well, I really appreciate you coming back in here, and I know that you are taking part in this thing for personal reasons.
Yeah, I'm really happy that the money is going to be going to this organization, this vital local organization. Back in March, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow.
And I don't even have to, for anyone who's had any sort of disease or cancer or that sort of thing, and how anxious and how much you go through emotionally and physically about it. And my husband, Paul, kept mentioning the Breast Health Project and saying, well, maybe we should call them and, just sit down and get some information and make an appointment to talk with them. And And I, at that point, I was kind of in that denial place where, right. Well, it's not so much denial, but you're just so anxious to get everything done. Because, first of all, they see it in an image. They see the cancer. And then you have to wait a month to get your biopsy. So yikes. It's agony for anyone who's had to do this where they say, yep, looks like cancer, but we can't get the biopsy for weeks. And so you're just freaking out.
Yeah.
So Paul was kept suggesting, and I would just give him this kind of blank face, like, yeah, I don't want to sit down with anybody and talk about this mm-hmm. again. And so he finally made the appointment. He's like, I made it for noon.
Wow.
And this was, you know, a few months ago. And I talked to this wonderful woman named Madeline. She sounds really great. And I made it for your lunch hour, so you don't have to take any time off from work. And I just said, okay. And so then we went and sat down with Madeline for over a half an hour. And I must have just been bristly and icy, but within a couple minutes, I really softened up and started listening. And she had so much information. And what's so good, the nut about that is being able to sit down with someone for a half hour or 45 minutes and go through, you know, all the different parts and pieces of what you're going to be going through, surgery and treatment and all that sort of thing, was so priceless, because you don't get that time sitting in a doctor's office. You get 15 minutes of, yep, this is going on, this is what we're going to be doing, and blah, 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 and this is what kind of cancer
clinical.
It is. It's all clinical, and you just get hit with that, and it's overwhelming. But if you can sit down with someone who counsels people and who understands the disease and has so much knowledge about it, then all of a sudden you start thinking clearly and you start making decisions that are best for you and how you're going to go through the journey and how you are going to go through the whole process. And so the things that Madeline told me knocked around in my head for a solid week. And then I was able to make some really clear decisions about how I was going to approach this cancer journey. So that's why I'm so, you know, thrilled to be able to be part of this, mm-hmm. collect money for these guys to give back, and also just raise awareness, and also to help people, like anybody going through any sort of breast cancer or GYN cancer issues, medical things, give these guys a call, and you know, that's what they're there for. Mm-hmm. They're there to help.
Thank you for sharing your story, Pam. You hit on a lot of topics that we hear every single day at the Breast Health Project, or Breast and GYN Health Project. And we do a lot of our work over the phone. A lot of times people don't want to call us or walk through the door because mm-hmm. it's like admitting that you have cancer.
Right.
But when you actually do come in, we do this every day, so we have a lot of really practical advice for people. Where it's a safe place to laugh and cry about cancer. We're not a doctor's office. All of our services are free of charge. And we have nurses and doctors who have the time to answer questions. So it's a really rich local resource. We're 100% local. And all the funds that you guys are raising stays 100% here in this community.
Right. So, and I'll also mention they have books, like floor to ceiling shelves of books on cancer. So that's a great resource. And also for women who've gone through this and have had mastectomies, they have all kinds of bras and prostheses, you know, that they have collected over the years too. So, cause those things are very expensive. And so that's also a wonderful resource.
Mm-hmm.
For the community.
Absolutely. And I just want to acknowledge, Pam, for, you know, because you're a fairly private person, even though you're an on-air personality. You're a fairly private person. And, you know, sharing this with the public, I know, is a big deal. So I want to acknowledge that.
Well, this was the time to share it, because otherwise I only close friends and family know. So, but, yeah.
It's good. I mean, because the thing is, it's, you know, it although breast cancer is so common, you know,
right.
It's one of those things that everyone goes through alone. You know, the diagnosis is yours, and it's private, and it's scary. And, you know, I've known several people who've gone through this, and, you know, having an organization like yours really helps. It's, It's such a gift to the community.
Well, it's part of your support group because you have your family, you have your friends, and in my case, coworkers, because the city has been, I can't thank the city enough for the support as far as my coworkers and my supervisors and the organization in general, so supportive of me. And then to be able to have the resource of something like the Community Breast Health Project to be able to sit down and really get useful information. That's another part of your support group. So you have to kind of reach out. You have to reach out and gather your support group, and people have to help you do that. And in my case, it was my husband actually making the phone call and making the appointment for me. So
that's great.
Yeah. So
thank you, Paul.
Yeah.
kind of nudge you over the line there.
Oh, huh? Yeah, he did.
Do you find that common, that people are kind of hesitant at first?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We had a supporter of ours talk about driving by the Breast and GYN Health Project, watching somebody walk up to the door, put their hand on the knob, and then walk away. Because facing cancer is scary. But it doesn't it can be less scary with more information, and that's why the Breast and GYN Health Project is a wonderful, wonderful resource, and it's free, so people can just call us.
It is kind of interesting. It's like, if I don't talk about it, it doesn't exist,
mm-hmm.
right?
Or it's overwhelming too, and
true.
Scary because you don't have any answers, and you go through these long periods of waiting to find out. And personally for me, just I'm doing really well. I'm one of the lucky people. It was caught early.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm right on track, with my treatment.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So again, I just want to remind people to be looking for, bright pink shirts all over the city.
Yeah, let me tell you about the corners just once again.
Yes.
Harris and Central, which is a very busy intersection. That's right where Winco Shopping Center is and all that. Then we have Henderson and California, which is a four-way stop. And then we have 6th and I Street, so 6th being the one way, and at I, that's also another big intersection. So, if you can, we'll be out there in all those corners, all the different street crews, all day. People taking like 2-hour shifts and so that they can get their other work done too. But yeah, so we'll be out there with hard hats. We'll have a few little buckets too. Not everybody's got a hard hat.
Right.
I don't have one for my desk job.
Really?
But yeah, I should. No. But so this is Thursday starting at 7:30, and you'll notice us right away in the bright pink shirts.
Fantastic.
We'll have some signage as well. So
excellent. Yeah. Excellent. I hope a lot of people help out and contribute.
Yeah, that'd be great. And thank you, Rose, for joining me today.
Yes, thanks, Rose, for coming out. And thank you, Pam, for coming out. And thank you for sharing your personal stuff there. That really makes a big difference.
Thanks for the airtime, Clifford.
You got it. You got it.